Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Mercedes in the Morning's What's Trending on Mix 94.1.
All right. Stay Home Nevada is trending this morning in an unprecedented, although not entirely surprising move. Nevada Governor Steve Sisolak ordered an immediate sweeping order and closure of all non-essential businesses statewide. That includes hotels and casinos. The order was a very bold step he took to slow the spread of COVID-19. And as a result, hotels, casinos, bars, eateries, beauty shops, movie theaters, shopping centers, and malls must close their doors by noon today for 30 days. He was not playing when he told everyone about the closure.
I don't know if I can make this any clearer that people are looking for a loophole here. This is affecting the lives of our citizens. People are dying. You know, every day that is delayed here, I'm losing a dozen people on the back end are going to die as a result of this. Kevin Durant, one of the most fit people in the world, tested positive today. It's incumbent upon the citizens of this state to take this seriously.
Good for him.
Yeah, he wanted to get the point across. Yeah. Pharmacies and grocery stores will be allowed to remain open. Restaurants, though, that are closing their dining rooms must transition to curbside delivery options, otherwise they can't stay open. So it's a big deal, and it's definitely going to change the way we live for a little while. But you know what? It's what we got to get used to, and we're going to get through it.
Yeah, restaurants, you can still have the drive-thru open to go. So many restaurants, like you said, the curbside option available, which is great. And still a chance to go out to get food, just pick it up, take it up to your house. Hardware stores still open. Pharmacies still open. But, yeah, it's going to be an adjustment. My heart just aches for everyone that's going through it. And just to see the pictures this morning of the Strip, how it was last night, even before the announced closures today, just seeing, you know, on St. Patrick's Day and the start of normally March Madness starting today and just what normally the city is like, to see what we're looking at now. And obviously we're doing this for a great reason, and things should hopefully flatten out over the next 15 days. But it's heartbreaking. My heart just breaks for everyone.
I know it's a real scary time, and it's a time of uncertainty, and it's a time of hardship for everyone. But I think it's more important now than ever for us to be there for one another, and we're going to get out of this. That's the thing. We have to realize that this is not forever. This is just for right now. So, yes, it's scary. I had two kids last night scared. They're like, what is happening? They're so confused.
Yeah.
And just trying to tell them, look, it's going to get better. I promise you, this is a time. We're gonna do things that we haven't done before. We're gonna do things that we should have been doing, but we didn't because we got so caught up in things. So, yeah, not a time to panic. It's just we have to readjust, and we're gonna do that.
And so. I don't know why in my mind when he said the 30 days last night, I'm thinking like my mind is weird. I'm thinking like 30 days. And then my wife said the date last night. I think she even just said April 15th. I don't know if that's right. She's like, everything closed till April 15th. I'm like, April 15th, we can get there really fast.
Yeah.
That's coming around the corner.
Get a calendar and mark down
exactly.
The days, you know?
And we don't got to worry about our taxes now on April 15th.
So
April 15th is
going to
be a great day.
Oh, man, I have the auto deduct I owe this year. I wonder if that's still going to happen.
Turn it off.
Can I tell my accountant, please turn that off.
Turn it off, Mercedes. Save that money until July.
Yeah.
Come on now.
That's a good idea. I got to remember to do that today. Thank
Come
you.
Come on now. Let's win.
There's a lot of things I got to do today. My coffee machine in my house, broke. So I'm like, ordering this morning. I'm like, ordering new coffee machine. Please get here. I know they're like only shipping like essential things right now. Like, that is essential. So for right now, it says it's coming in 3 to 5 business days. So I really hope it shows up.
Can I just learn something? I don't know if you have the answer. Maybe someone listening does. What about like plumbers, mechanics, and stuff like that? So, you know, a lot of us that might not have toilet paper, you'd be flushing paper towels or something. But what if something goes in your house? Will we still be able to have home repairs come to our homes?
From what I understand, what they were saying on one of the morning news programs, yes, you can still call them and have them come out and do that. You just definitely want to maintain a safe distance.
Sure, stuff.
But it's things like I had a hair appointment this week. That got canceled last night. And I was like, oh, man. But, you know, what is that important? No, it's not. I had a nail appointment next week. She canceled. I'm like, oh, man, but do I need to have pretty nails? No, it's not important right now.
We're all going to have long nails and long hair after 30 days, but it'll be a good thing. We'll all go community haircuts together in 30 days.
Exactly. So that is trending. Let's go on the other side of things here. Caremongering is trending this morning. This is a new term that has emerged to describe kind COVID acts. It started in Canada, and now it's being used all over the world to describe volunteer efforts across the world. In, for instance, in Columbus, Ohio, two young cellists, I don't know if you saw this, they put on a porch concert for their 78-year-old neighbor who was self-quarantined at home as a precaution. In Seattle, a subscriber to the Seattle Times sent pizzas to the staff working long hours to report on the outbreak in the hard-hit Washington area. Here locally, I thought this was cool. My daughter got an email from her teacher, and she sent each child in her class a $5 e-gift card from a local bakery that said, because research is better with cupcakes.
Oh, that is the coolest thing ever.
She was my daughter was like, oh my gosh, my teacher just sent me a gift card. And so I'm thinking twofold. This is a local bakery that I'm sure, you know, they're suffering at this time. So she spent money there. And now all the kids in her class are so excited because they got, you know, a couple of cupcakes from them.
That's a cool thing. People doing stuff like that. Yeah, I love how she's helping out the business here in town and still stay open.
Yeah, caremongering. So remember that. Do your part. And if you have a good story of caremongering, send us an email. We would love to see it. You can do that through the website, mix941.fm. And then Netflix is trending this morning. A new Netflix extension is letting users chat with their friends while watching in coronavirus self-quarantine. It's called Netflix Party, and the Google Chrome extension lets multiple users watch Netflix at the same time. So once a user selects a show to watch, they can send a link to their friends to invite them to watch the show with them. And then you can even type messages to each other while watching the show in real time. So it's a way of feeling like we're not too far apart from each other. And be honest, you're sitting on the couch with your family. You're still on your phone anyway, so it's not going to be any different than that. Just pretend they're sitting next to you and you're not maintaining eye contact. So there you go. That is what's trending for Wednesday, March 18th.
Mix 94.1.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.